Delaware lawmakers recently passed several pieces of legislation aiming to help low-income Delawareans who are facing sky-high utility bills. WHYY's Sarah Mueller reports many customers are continuing to struggle to keep their lights on while the prices continue to spike.
Claymont resident Michael Shimeski says he spent 6 weeks in the dark without air conditioning after Delmarva Power shut off his electricity in late May.
It was awful. I had to throw all my food away, hundreds of dollars worth of food. You know, when that stuff goes bad, look out. The smell just like permeates the whole house.
Shmieski is a retired Navy veteran living off Social Security and a small Navy pension. He says he didn't have the $1,100 needed to avoid a shutoff. The 74-year-old was on a payment plan. Delaware Delmarva Power customers can get three payment plans in a 12-month period. Then public advocate Drew Slater negotiated that deal with Delmarva in 2021. He says part of the goal was to prevent customers on payment plans racking up thousands of dollars of debt. He said the compromise helped customers and the company.
So you had a greater opportunity to avoid disconnection, and it reduces the amount of uncollectibles from the utility that would be passed on to all customers.
But Shmieski ended up amassing a huge bill anyway. He says he didn't understand the amount he had to pay each month. To turn his lights back on, he needed $2,300. Shmieski says he asked the company for another payment arrangement.
I asked, can you give me a break on this? And she says, well, you've done this before, so we've already given you a break. So that was the end of that idea.
Shmieski says after weeks of trying to survive the summer heat without air conditioning, he got help through Catholic Charities. The group's leader, Ruth White, says dozens of people have contacted them as rising prices and extreme temperatures grip the state.
When the Delmarva fees were tacked on there, we had a massive increase all at once. Since that time, it has leveled off a little bit, but we call that a perfect storm.
Tyler Anthony, CEO of Pepco Holdings, which includes Delmarva, says it works with customers needing extra help. The company has created a new customer relief fund, giving $300 to low and moderate income ratepayers.
The men and women that work for the company take very seriously what people entrust in us around utility. This fund, again, is just another way for us to say, what more can we do to be a part of the community?
Delaware lawmakers have passed several bills this year to help people like Shmieski, who are facing disconnection, but none address payment plans. The Navy vet says he's worried about keeping the lights on. His future bills will include a $600 security deposit, which means an extra $100 a month. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.